6:30, and we will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Sampson is excused. President Rafter's here. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt as presented.
Trustee Genrich.
Okay.
Trustee Atwood.
Yeah.
Any discussion? Motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, announcements. Who wants to make announcement 3A?
Well, it sounds like either Debbie or Carrie.
I think Debbie or Carrie should. Don't fight over it. Okay.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, so we have hired Kim Waite with this. She previously worked with the City of Green Bay. She'll be starting tomorrow. We're really excited to have her. So if you see her, please welcome her. And we're thrilled to have her on board.
Great. And for those listening, Kim has been hired as our deputy clerk because our clerk of, or employee for 31 years and our current village clerk is retiring at the end of the month. And that's Debbie, who refuses to show her face on Hollywood Square. But this is also Debbie's last meeting with us, and we would like to give a sincere thank you to Debbie for 31 years of dedicated service. We have heard, I'm sure we have all heard wonderful things about you over the years, and it's just a great testament to the village of Alloway and the types of people we have working here. So Debbie, thank you very much for everything you've done for us. We wish you the best of luck and most fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And stepping into Debbie's shoes will be the very capable Carrie Zitlow. Carrie has been with us for how long, Carrie?
Oh, it'll be 8 years in May.
8 years, and has been acting as our deputy clerk for the last several years.
Yep.
And we are in good hands with Carrie, so thank you to everyone.
Congrats, Carrie.
Thanks.
Any other announcements from village board members? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number four, public comment. Debbie or Carrie, have we heard from anyone?
We have not.
No.
Okay, thank you. And we will close public comment, move on to item number five, old business, action regarding resolution 2020-29, amending the Village of Alloway fee schedule to reflect ambulance rate increases. And this is a follow-up to our meeting on December 1st. So staff has put together the rates that were recommended and verbally approved. So I have a motion on this item. Or do I have a motion on this item?
Move to adopt.
Thank you. Yeah. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action number six, under new business, action regarding ordinance 2020-10, repealing and recreating code 145, alcohol beverages. And the changes to the, I'll start off, and if Debbie wants to add anything, please do so. The changes have been made because we have typically allocated the number of licenses or labeled the number of licenses available, and technically we have unlimited licenses for that, except those that are under state statute. And so the changes to this are basically allowing us to stop going back and forth and always changing our code, just simply to have a blanket statement. Is that correct, Debbie?
That is correct. There were actually a lot more changes in your original Ordinance 2020-10 to be adopted as well. And those were housekeeping, and two of the issues were items that were in our policy book that we added to the code instead of a policy book. They were more of a code. And so since that ordinance was put together, I looked at it and noticed that most of the municipalities didn't even have number of license in their codes. But it's always helpful for the clerk to have that information, especially with the ones that have the quota on them. So after reviewing the first draft, I thought it would be best to add the unlimited and the state statute quotas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Debbie? I will then accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Burt. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, action regarding resolution 2020-30, changing polling location for wards 3 and 4. As we all know, we sold the community center, which is where wards 3 and 4 used to vote. And so now it's been deemed that Village Hall can accommodate the voters of wards 3 and 4 as well as wards 1 and 2. And so so this resolution changes the polling place and also says that we are to notify the voters of those wards of their new location. And this is effective during the February primary if one is so needed. So do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Trustee Green, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Trevor has joined us. So did you fix your flat tire? Good.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Trevor. Item number 8. Action regarding 2021 street resurfacing project. Mr. Jean.
We are currently putting together a contract to maintain a number of streets next year. The streets that we're proposing to maintain, St. Mary's Boulevard, the east half, Rosemont Drive from Arbor Lane to Webster Avenue, Culp Street from Webster Ave to Libel Street. This is the street resurfacing project. This project is funded through the general public works paving budget. In general, the work consists of resurfacing with asphalt pavement and removal and replacement of the defective curb and gutter. We're hopeful if we can get this out early, we'll get favorable prices like we did this year. Because of that, we're proposing to bid a number of alternatives with this project. In addition to the streets that I just listed, we're proposing a number of alternates, which would allow us to, if we do get good prices, to add additional work to the contract. Alternate one would be Hilltop Drive. McCormick Street from Clay to Irwin Avenue. It's a street that we currently have listed to repair in 2022 on our CIP plan. And just recently, we had been made aware of another street that is in need of maintenance work, Hilltop Drive. That would be alternate number two. We would resurface that street from clay to Delahut. And we had pulled that from year 2025 on our CIP plan, but it was our hope this year under this year's resurfacing project to make some spot repairs to that street segment through some larger patches. But it's in a condition where the south half of that roadway, the asphalt pavement, has delaminated, is in need of repair. One other alternate that we're going to add would be to finish the work that we had started at the Webster St. Joseph Street alleyway behind Associated Bank. It was our hope to resurface that entire alleyway this year, but due to the cost, we were only able to repair the worst half of it. We're hopeful that if we get this project out middle of to end of January, we can get favorable prices and with the hopes of adding additional streets to our base contract.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
I would make the motion to approve.
Trustee Green. Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 9, action regarding memorandum of understanding between Brown County and Village of Alloway for snow removal on the Fox River State Trail. Mr. Clark.
Yes, this is this. Pretty much the exact same agreement that we had with Brown County in previous years for the removal of snow along the Fox River Trail. And the county contracts out with a private contractor to do that work. And they fund the first almost $11,000 of any work that's done. And then after that, the village would split the costs with the other municipalities, and in the past, and including this year, that cost for the village would not exceed $5,425. So this partnership has worked out great so far, and matter of fact, this last year, the total invoice did not even exceed $10,000, so the village was not invoiced for any of that work.
Right. And what, if any, changes were there this year to this agreement?
There were none. It's virtually the same exact agreement as last year.
Okay. Chris, has it been subcontracted the whole time? Or did they
Yes. Since Brown County got involved, they have contracted out, and I believe it's has been with that same contractor, Apple Valley Landscaping, has okay. done that work, so...
Good. Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? Matthew.
Move to approve with one.
Oh,
your term.
I'm sorry, your sound cut out. Could you do it again?
I apologize. Motion to approve with one modification. Item number 4, term. Should it be June 1, 2021, for when it ends? Terminates.
1, 2, 3.
Yes, it should be. Yep. I'll bring that to the attention of Brown County.
Good catch.
Thank you.
Okay, any other comments? Or I'm sorry, that's a motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion? I forget what the numbers were but I think there was a record number of people using the trail this past year for obvious reasons. But there were people all over, and I've heard many times how great of a service that is to be able to provide that trail in the winter. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve with the one change to the date in item number 4 under term. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 10. Action regarding write-off of inactive utility accounts. Julie.
As noted in the memo, I'm just bringing back the rest of those inactive accounts that had ranged from 2008 to 2019. Hannah, through sending some letters and through the tax lien process, we were actually able to collect about $7,000 of the remaining 32,891. So I'm requesting that we write off the 25,844 in remaining inactive account balances. We put some procedures in place so that we don't run into this situation again. Monitoring accounts, landlords are being notified. All landlords are now being notified when tenants have a delinquent bill. So that's helping to keep kind of people honest, I guess, or current anyway. We've also got some people that participate in payment plans, and we're discovering over time that people kind of like to play a game with that when it comes taxable time and stuff like that. So we're going to take a better look at that and procedures we have in place for that too.
So the landlord accounts of 5,425, I'm guessing those are no longer landlords?
Some of the problem with that is if they were not notified in the past of delinquent tenant accounts, then we can't put it on the tax roll. So, like I said, we sent letters where we could, and some of them would push back and say, I wasn't aware of it, so I'm not going to pay it, that type of thing. So there really wasn't much more we could do with it.
Julie, how often do we write that off? I remember it happening another time, but I don't know if it's all the time or.
Do you mean earlier this year in June?
Was it this year?
This year. Yeah. I believe in the past we used to bring the accounts probably annually or so, and we're looking at procedures for like small account balances that we could just write off. Perhaps on our own or get a process in place where it goes to maybe finance or to the board ultimately. And then some like bankruptcies and stuff like that just are not going to be collectible. So that would kind of stand on top of it.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve
right off. Go Trustee Harris on the motion. Trustee Atwood, second. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 11. No fault or action regarding no fault sewer backup insurance renewal 2021. Mr. Lang.
Yes, if you recall back in around April, the board approved the village flipping the bill for this no-fault sewer backup insurance policy with the anticipation that there was going to be a lot of flooding. That was the forecast. We did not have that. We had two claims that were submitted for a total of $600. The policy costs the village a little over $8,000, and the renewal is coming due at the end of this month. And I thought I'd bring it to the board. It's staff's recommendation not to move forward with it again for next year. However, we do have the ability, should the forecast show mass amounts of rain for spring, as long as we have a 30-day window. So it's something that we could bring back at a later date, if necessary.
And is this something we could offer to the residents to
I don't think it's village-wide or nothing.
Okay. Okay. Any questions for Brad? Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to delete the coverage for 2021.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Motion by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to delete the coverage for 2021. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12. Action regarding COVID leave for 2021. Mr. Lang.
Yes. With the current Emergency Paid Leave Act set to expire at the end of this month, and with the rising numbers in this area, or I should say, yes, they're rising, the thought would be to allow or put in place a policy that would allow sick leave to be used for the same purposes that were the current emergency paid sick leave was under, caring for a child, quarantined, exposed themselves, or obviously testing positive, and set an amount of 40 hours to be used for this method and revisit it in March, unless the federal government or the state puts that same mandate back in place as of this year, as the same as this year. So do we have some that use them to care for their children? Right now, as it appears a lot of the schools are starting to open back up, or the intent is to open back up in mid-June, or January, excuse me. So this may not affect anybody, but it's nice to have that little bit of security in the back for the staff, because we certainly don't want to encourage them to come to work if ill or showing any signs or symptoms. I should also point out, I think it was Saturday or Friday, I sent out to the board Brown County's Incident Command weekly update. There was a note on there that maybe we want to, as a village, push. The note was regarding the public health. Brown County Public Health is urging the communities to consider how individual actions like tailgating, dining out, etc., to help slow the spread of COVID-19. So that might be something we want to put onto our website. Certainly encourage our staff. All staff is encouraged, if they are ill, not to come to work. Those are just a couple nice little things that this Brown County Health Report comes out with. And I wish they did it weekly. At the beginning, it was a daily aspect, and now it seems to be about once every couple weeks. I think it's just everyone's so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, regarding the request at hand for the sick leave, any questions for Brad on that? Matthew?
I like the idea a lot to continue it on. I just wonder, do we have a process? I don't necessarily even need to know the details, but do we have a process in place for the sequence of when this time would be used, as opposed to the staff members' normal, for lack of better words, allotment?
Yes.
Okay.
They have to. Yep. And I should point out that Angie does a fantastic job running this program. She is really, really good. She's on top of everything. So, and the communication falls between the employee and Angie. for the confidentiality aspect.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Brett?
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. And I am for the motion, and I'm for us adding extra time in for next year. However, this is not just for our employees. This is for everybody. When PTO was mixed many years ago, it was sick leave along with vacation leave mixed together so people could decide when to use it. So I'm for extra time, but I think people need to be reminded that PTO is not all vacation. And I mean that with the most heartfelt sincerity, but we need to look at all time. And I would make the motion that we approve this.
If I may, we do separate PTO from sick leave.
We do. Good. Yes. So PTO is actually vacation then.
Correct.
It's not PTO. Okay.
Correct.
Because a lot of companies combine the two. So if we're keeping track of it separately, I actually am much more in favor of that, because at this point what we're finding is some places that categorize it all together, people lump it all as vacation, and it's not. So I'm very happy we track that separately and not all PTO.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none. Ms. Green, would you like to make a motion?
Absolutely. As stated per Administrator Lang.
Pardon me?
As stated per Administrator Lang, an extra 40 hours with the caveat that if the federal government or state passes it, it usurps what we do, to be reevaluated again at March 31st, 2021.
Well said. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Genrich, any discussion? Let's hope no one needs to use it.
Let's hope not.
Well, and I would way encourage people, please do not come to work sick, but then also the public, please do not come into our village hall if you are sick. It is a mutual respect between our employees and their contract with the public entering the building.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion to approve the extension through March 31st, 2021, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 13, reports. Item number 13 is due to an increase in COVID cases, should we consider closing Village Hall to walk-ins? Brad?
Yes, just wanted to put this on there as a general discussion. If we start to see a spike, again, right around the Christmas time, leading into the new year, and should we get to a point, is there a feeling from the board that we go back to what we did in the spring where we were closed but yet open to the public, if that makes sense? We're still open for business, we just closed to walk-ins. Allow people to call, set up appointments. If they need to come in, we certainly want to do whatever we can to help the public, but just minimize the amount of exposure within the Village Hall. General discussion.
Did that cause any significant problems last time?
I don't believe it did at all. You know, hoping that, you know, we don't have to do this. Maybe, things will be better than they have been, and we'll continue in that path. But just want to throw that out that, you know, is there any heartburn in the event that takes place, because it could be, you know, a last-minute aspect. Maybe not, but if there was any concerns of doing that, you could certainly, through an emergency order, through President Rafter, and can be ratified by the board at a later date in the event that we have to declare emergency, or if we're declaring emergency, most likely the state has, or continue the emergency.
Lynn?
I'd be for all options on the table. Because if we do see 5 days to 14 days after the holidays. It and I'm glad we can pass an emergency declaration if we need to. So I would tell you, I would keep all options on the table because we don't know what's going to happen after Christmas.
Correct. Any other thoughts?
Brad, should this take place, that would also eliminate the jazzercise and exercise classes and all of those things, right?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'm overstepping here, but just based on the previous conversation that we've had about the additional hours, the staff and employees are of the Alloway Village are critical to running this village. I mean, it takes a village, you know, to raise. So I wouldn't be opposed to just saying effective Monday, shut it down. No more walk-in traffic until this thing is over.
We had a little bit of a discussion about maybe doing it for 2 weeks after Christmas, just to see how things are panning out, and then if things are not looking good, then you maintain that closure for a little bit longer. I didn't put it on as an action item because I thought this was more of a discussion at this point, just to kind of feel the board out a little bit. Because we do have the ability to shut the doors if necessary.
And if we announce it ahead of time, I would almost suggest we do 2 weeks after New Year's, because we think the week of Christmas and New Year's is just going to snowball for the 2 weeks afterwards. I hope not, but just a thought.
And we do meet again on January 5th. In the event the decision is made to do something in the meantime, or between Christmas and New Year, and we're closed for a few hours or a few days, you know, we're still, again, going to be open for business. Everyone did a nice job with putting together information that was available outside until the wind blew it away. But, you know, just trying to have as much communication as possible with the residents. And frankly, the number of people coming into the village hall is a lot less than typical. So people are still, you know, adhering to their own goodwill of maintaining social distancing and only going into places that they really need to go into.
So the people who are coming in, what would the majority of them be coming in for?
It could be maybe Carrie, would you mind kind of giving an idea of what you're seeing up front?
Yeah, sure. A lot of people paying water bills, cash payments, building permits, kind of what we're seeing right now, dog licenses, but, you know, a lot of these things you can do online or use our Dropbox.
Thank you, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
So do people actually pay their water bills in the Dropbox with cash?
Some do, yep.
Okay.
So, just one other... I'm sorry. I was just... pre-discussion, didn't want to make the board make a decision tonight, but certainly have a nice discussion about it. Gives us an idea of how, you know, what the board's stance is in the event we see that we need to shut the doors.
Did we, you know, at the Village Hall notice a spike post-Thanksgiving?
Staff-wise, or...
I guess, how would you know, huh? Okay.
Well, we're post 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, so...
But the numbers are going down in Brown County, aren't they?
Right. They are, which to me is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So...
Nice news.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for that to continue.
Absolutely.
Okie doke. Moving on to item number 14. Is there anything any board members would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none, I will
accept a motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session.
So moved.
Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? Roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Yes. Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Oh, you're mixing up Hollywood squares. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Dart.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. I think that's everyone. We are in closed session.
Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Because we're in closed session, there's no recording, right?
That is correct. I just ended the recording.
Okay. Hey, Brad, just an observation that I saw in the Village Hall today that, you know, once again, thinking of the health and safety of our staff.